Stop 6. Conisbrough Castle. The castle occupies a strategic position on a large knoll at the northeast end of Conisbrough. An original castle was built in the 11th century by William de Warenne, Earl of Surrey, shortly after the Norman conquest in 1066. In the late 12th century, Hamlin Plantagenet, the illegitimate son of King Henry II, acquired ownership of the castle. Hamlin and his son William set about rebuilding the castle in stone, which is the structure you can see today. The keep can be seen for miles on the approach to Conisbrough. It was designed and built by Hamlin and is an impressive 92 feet tall with 5 stories. It is the oldest part of the structure, being built around 1180 from local Magnesian limestone, and is one of the finest examples of an ashlar-faced structure in the country. The 6 buttresses are sited in a circular design, which makes this keep unique as the only circular keep in the country. The curtain wall, built around 1210, was paramount to the defence of the castle by being an impenetrable barrier for attackers to scale, whilst providing defenders a safe spot to observe what was happening. Within the curtain wall, there were many buildings, including a great hall on the scale of Edinburgh castles that was used for hosting guests and feasting, a chapel, a guardhouse, chamber rooms, and a kitchen and service rooms. Unfortunately, all that remains of these buildings today are footings and stumps of walls. The castle changed hands several times until it was owned by the Crown again in 1495. By the time of Henry VIII's reign, the castle had fallen into disrepair and was said to be nearer a ruin than a castle by royal surveyors. When Elizabeth I came to the throne, she bequeathed it to Henry Casey, 1st Baron Hunsdon. The castle passed to the Coke family before being acquired by the Duke of Leeds in 1737. In 1859, Sackville Lane Fox purchased the castle, and it remained in his family until English Heritage bought it in 1949. English Heritage have restored parts of the castle, such as installing a new roof on the keep in 1993. The castle became famous in Victorian Britain after Walter Scott used Conisbrough Castle as the basis for Coningsburg Castle in his romantic novel Ivanhoe, and it became a popular tourist destination because of the book. You may like to pause and make a visit.
With the castle entrance at your back, go straight onto Castle Street. Take care, as there is no path for a short distance. Stop on the left-hand corner.
Thank you.